Cadaverous Christmas featuring... yeah. Here comes Santa Claus. We wish you Merry Christmas, Silent Night, but they all do not sound anything like those the carols, so don't worry about that. Yes. This is, coming up, I remember we're going to have the Shit Missile Cassette. It's already 4 a.m. here, Central Standard Time. We have DJ Salinger here as well. We can get something squeezed in from that. We have Ken Nordine going off about the Hammond organ. Whatever. And back to Swell Maps. Might have some war after that somewhere.
take that chicken sandwich out of your mouth and put that chicken sandwich away. It's time to get serious here, and I want you to understand that, hey, I'm not taking you away from your chicken sandwich just to say nothing here. I'm saying go to CKNW.ca and make a donation. Instead of eating more chicken sandwiches, the least you could do is, make a little donation to something that you like, not just chicken sandwiches all day long. Just because you like to eat chicken sandwiches doesn't mean you need to eat them all the time, every day, and all the time, every way. You know, some of that money, all that chicken sandwich money, you could be almost purchasing the radio, or the CKNW. And that's all it's asking for, just to help the community. And I know your mouth is watering right now as you think about chicken sandwiches and wondering what chicken sandwiches are doing without you and everything like that, but that doesn't mean anything right now. I want you to go to CKW.ca, make a donation, and hey, get back to that chicken sandwich. You're listening to Manitoba Bode.
You devil may care crazy bad boys hanging out on the side of the road with your boom boxes and your leather jackets and your slick back hair making all kinds of noise when we're trying to sleep. And you know what? We got it. Some of us have to get up and go to work in the morning. And you know what? If you steal my newspaper one more time, I'm going to have to do something about it. You don't think that I know what you guys are doing? You guys are playing that obnoxious music that they're playing all the time on that radio 95.9 FM. Yeah, why can't they play some nice and sweet like they used to? No, they play all this loud, humbugging music, and I don't like it, and I won't stand for it. And I hate all those weirdos who go out to CKUW.ca and give their well-earned money to such a thing. Seems kind of strange to me. Well, anyways, I think I'm gonna have to call them coppers to get these teenagers or these youngins off the street. They're all making noise and I don't like them, and that's all there is to it, okay?
There's a feeling shared today by the people whose freedom has been taken away. And as in the past when times were wrong, the common folks come together in song. How will we win? With what will we fight? We hope with this song, our world we will unite.
Oh, there's one thing that I'm sure, it's so proud and it's so pure, and it comes from deep within. It's got no hair, it's got no skin. As we travel far and near, we bring the word for you to hear, and the message that we bring is alive in the words we say. It's cold, but we got something to warm our souls,
like the blanket of our faith keeps us covered when we shake.
Though they take my brother's life and deny his given rights, it's the message.
a time when new technological breakthroughs are common and no electronic problem seems impossible, it is rare when a product evolves that is so exciting, so thrilling, that it becomes the most anticipated new product in its industry. Such a development is this X66 Hammond organ. The X66 is the most talked about, the most anticipated electronic musical instrument since the Hammond Organ Company developed its first instrument back in 1935. The X66 is indeed revolutionary. It represents a milestone of electronic achievements, for no other keyboard instrument on earth approaches the ingenuity of its sound-producing sister. Truly, the Hammond X66 stands alone in the history of electronic musical development as the most forward-looking instrument of today. A composite tone generator employs the latest in sophisticated solid-state circuitry, and there are equally important advances in voicing. Since the X66 is a comprehensive musical instrument incorporating those features which represent the best of all organs, it becomes an even more unique musical instrument with the addition of the diverse tonal resources within its sound system. The X66 represents an evolution in organ vision from the early classic organ on to the romantic. Theater organ.
Even the contemporary jazz instruments.
Give it to me, please.
Please bring me.
Bring it to me, please.
I'm hungry.
I'm thirsty.
I'm We'll be right back.
J. Oh, not JD, it's DJ. Thinking dyslexic at his hour. I don't know. It's always backwards. J. I did it again. DJ Salinger with Us. And then on the flip side, it's So. So, that's Us. And DJ Salinger is a one Greg Hanick. There. So, Us tape with 13 minutes. Yeah. All right. And it is, what the hell did I play? CKW's Fun Drive. We had the Swell Maps. We had War before that. Of course, Eric Burden and War. Of course, Eric Burden and the Animals was, you know, Sky Pilot and all that. They can't take away our music. If you pay and keep community radio on the air, essentially. That's what I'm getting at. And you can ensure that all the more when you add to that. As part of the community and your community radio station, you can donate to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Here, $35 gets you a friend's card. It's a nice start to the thing. If you haven't donated before, this is your chance. Go to fundrive.ckw.ca, click on donate, find your level, punch in the particulars, and it's easy as wasting your money on crap you don't need, such as some plastic junk from, you know, from whatever website you order your crap from. Yeah. This goes to a very good cause. We are an artistic nonprofit. The Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society Incorporated. And nonprofit. And that requires a bit of... We have a board of directors. We have that's volunteer-based. We have a small paid staff that runs the day-to-day operations. And other... And of course, you have the... various overheads and the brick and mortar tend to things. We have power for our transmitter, rental for the transmitter. It has to sit on the roof of a very tall building. And so we have to pay property developers rent to put our transmitter and tower on there. You know, there's things. So that costs quite a bit. And then, anyways, yeah. Paperwork involved in day-to-day operations. Yawn, yawn, yawn. You know. Anyways, you help us keep the ball rolling. I've been on the FM dial for such a long time now. Although we were one of the last cities in Canada to get a campus community radio station on the FM dial. Proper. There was a false start, which would have been like back in 1979 or 80. What happened there was there was two stations. One was in Carleton University in Ottawa, and one was at U of M. And I believe there was a change in student government there, and they promptly sold the station off. The music and equipment, and that was it forever and ever. It's basically until 1999 when UMFM and CKW got on the air again all these years later. There was a Core FM on the cable dial, which didn't last too long. So Winnipeg had a lot of trials trying to get a community station on the air finally. And we did. It was very successful. And then the internet blew up, basically. It was like the MP3s. Dial-up was no longer a thing. The MP3 was invented. We didn't have the watery underground sounds, a real player. And although we've adapted quite early to all these things. But you have mega corporations now, the social media. So you have the Web 2.0. You had YouTube, Facebook, Twitter and X, and then all the other apps of SoundCloud and so many. Me too, also me, also Rands, you know, of music. You know, as the, as either as Friendster, that website that crapped out, is the guy with the Tom guy or something, is like that. MySpace. Yeah, that was a going concern for a while there, and that just got put, that had a lot of bands on it, and there was like some straight, yeah, it's a very interesting world there. CKW went through, we've been through all that, and we're still here. Thanks to listeners who could sort of see the wheat from the chaff, I suppose, or whatever. What it all boils down to, CKW Community Radio, pledge your support. $35 gets you a friend's card, for example, for your support. If you donate $35 there, you can do that by going to funddrive.ckw.ca or calling 204-774-6877. I am the one phone operator doing the graveyard shift. And I shall be here on the phones until 7 after my program for now. So you can't take away music. Coming up, Shit Missile. Yeah.
Fresh Soviet troops and Soviet tanks were sent against the Hungarians. The rebellion was put down with great bloodshed. Soviet troops remained on Hungarian soil, and a puppet regime was in power.
Sure says that with relish.
In 50 years, from Bloody Sunday in St. Petersburg to the shooting down of Hungarian freedom fighters, the pattern of communism and communist tyranny developed.
Anyways. Getting that time of night, morning, almost 5 a.m., quarter to 5, that's somewhat around there. Oh yeah, I was talking about the corporations that sort of like crack cocaine for the social, for the internet, addicted, I suppose. I don't know what you would call it, but yeah. Hey, oh yes. I think yeah, this station was sold off over at UM, the CJUM originally, and something. And then they reformed as UMFM. The new CJUM, and in fact, the CRTC later had put a policy down that a radio station cannot be owned by a student union, so they or a border region, so to speak, as they do in the states. The university owns it proper. In Canada, this is sort of boring stuff, the governance stuff, but in Canada, there's a third party incorporated that has to own a sort of separate from, it's an affiliation with, but it's separate from the university proper or the student unions of that university. So it's a third party, so that it can't quickly be shut down. It was supposed to be the CRTC in its wisdom made that as a ruling. Hence, we are a third party. That sort of has a very loose relationship with the university and the student union. The student union collects fees on our behalf. We are a student group on campus. We provide students with part of a student life, sort of enriching themselves if they so choose, either by listening to the radio station or providing communications to students through the radio, or volunteer opportunities that sort of help them speak in public, or musical education, or data entry, a lot of background work, technical things like operating equipment, research. There's a lot that can, in fact, you can pad your resume pretty good working at iRadio station here. And a lot of people have gone to great careers in journalism, in print, and radio, obviously, and other things. Some people have gone out to doing work in libraries, computer sciences, yeah, a lot of stuff. Musicians, obviously, a lot of musicians here, filmmakers, theater. It's a lot that CKW can go hand in hand in the student community, and so they pay a small fee per student. Use the community out there. Our big portion of our budget, it sort of helps us. A third, we don't want to put all our eggs in one basket, so we have the Fun Drive as an integral part of community radio out in the community, the actual community listeners and community members putting their money and interests into the station proper. Yeah, sort of like an extra pillar there. Spreads the load. So yes, you want to spread the load even more, you can add your money into this endeavor of our community, and community be probably greater for it versus things that go on with commercialized corporates from who knows where, from China, from the United States, from Toronto, if that's in that part of Canada, you know, whatever it is. It's for profit by multi-billionaires. Yeah, it's not, you know, we're the little guy. So as an underdog, as an actual community grassroots-based thing, you can put your money where your mouth is, or your heart is. For example, $180 will get you a CKW hoodie, and the card is a thank you gift. Or at that level, you can might as well just you can forgo the hoodie, just get the tax receipt. There, go to fundrive.ckw.ca, pledge, and donate today. Of course, it's 204-774-6877. All week, most of the time, you'll be able to phone that number, and somebody should call, answer, and process your stuff. Here's the Berlin band, Shit Missile, on CKW 95.9 FM Winnipeg on cassette tape. Sorry, I got a bit of a crunchy switch here. Sort of jiggle it. do this again. Here's how crunchy that thing was. Make a note. Okay. CKW 95.FM.